AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Donald Trump has won GOP primaries in Michigan and Mississippi tonight, but there's a real horse race in Michigan's Democratic primary after Hillary Clinton easily romped to victory over Bernie Sanders in Mississippi. AP correspondent Mark Smith has a live report.
Ross, the billionaire businessman says all the GOP critics who've been desperately trying to stop him, well, their efforts accomplished nothing.
You know, if you think about it, every single person that's attacked me has gone down.
After easily taking Mississippi, Trump is winning Michigan by 12 points over John Kasich and Ted Cruz, though both neck and neck at 25% of the vote. Meantime, Hillary Clinton says just when you think the GOP race can't get uglier, it does.
The divisiveness, the mean-spiritedness, that's not going to move us forward.
Clinton, too, won Mississippi by a wide margin. She beat Bernie Sanders, but in Michigan, Sanders actually leads her by 3 percentage points with 70% of the vote in. Ross?
Hillary Clinton did not mention the primaries in Michigan or Mississippi during a rally tonight in Cleveland.
Thank you so much. Hello, Cleveland. Hello, Ohio.
Ohio Governor John Kasich says his campaign is resonating with voters.
It's a positive campaign that lays out a specific vision for America based on the accomplishments of the past. We're now moving into a position where the people of America are beginning to hear this message, and it's going to get stronger.
Kasich has yet to win a state, but has taken second place in Massachusetts, Vermont, and New Hampshire. Still, Kasich's campaign is continuing on with the belief that the primary calendar will become more favorable and friendly as more Midwestern and Northern states begin balloting. This is AP Radio News. Troubled United Airlines may be facing a shareholder revolt.
Two investment firms that between them own 7% of United Airlines stock say they have had it with poor performance and bad decisions at the carrier. A day after United Continental Holdings expanded its board from 12 members to 15, they are proposing 6 board members of their own, including Gordon Bethune. He's the executive widely credited with turning Continental Airlines around. United merged with Continental in 2010, but it's had widespread problems in integrating the two. As a result, it's lost market share to American and Delta, despite a superior route network. Warren Levinson, New York.
Stocks fell broadly today as investors around the world fled risky bets on worrisome trade data that is coming out of China and a slump in the price of crude oil. The Dow Industrials dropped 109 points, NASDAQ gave up 59, the S&P fell 22. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.